we're jumping in on board and going to work together to achieve some really clear outcomes around how do we identify talent in the organisation, how do we build those, and really focus on that succession planning, so keeping people engaged and showing them that there is a career. Also, that then creates new positions at the entry level that we can then source, start to upskill community to be ready for these roles, you know, to diversify through, you know, further traineeships or cadetships, whatever it may be. So our part is kind of using them and working together in partnerships to really work together around getting some really strong people in these roles, getting the right people for the right jobs, and showing community that through employment we can offer many solutions which will impact on health and wellbeing.
This initiative is there to address an issue, which is the low participation levels of First Nations people. What are the impediments that you've identified?
So challenges?
Yes.
We've seen a lot of challenges in the space. We're seeing a reduction in identified positions locally in this region. Rather than us having a specific job that we know that we're going to have mainly Indigenous clients applying for, we've had to then realise that there's been a major reduction. So it's how do we get our people on the ground competitive in the mainstream market? How do we have an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander person apply for a job and the application's flagged, not just because of their heritage, but because of what they bring to the organisation? Industry-based across this area, that's been a big challenge. We're seeing it as though if we're able to build partnership with, you know, a local Aboriginal business with similar interests and vision, then we offer that comprehensive community-focused approach. But if we can approach mainstream organisations and mainstream business to say, let us be that conduit for you to diversify your workforce and have some really strong, capable, cultural people in your organisation to eventually be one of your next leaders and to influence that cultural aspect within mainstream org.
On a practical level, yep. How is this partnership going to work?
We still run our own organisations. We're in negotiations now around how it will look. So we've kind of looked at a couple of frameworks around which pieces does a Wabakal need or want help in from the AES, using our expertise in that recruitment employment space. So we're working through most of the behind-the-scenes stuff now. So how do we, how does the process look for us to assist in the recruitment? What does the workflow look like? So do we then sit as the main recruiter for these roles? Do we be that link to community to say, here's a position description, it looks quite challenging and it looks quite high level. However, we can be that conduit to say, look, let's talk through it. If you need experience in being a care worker for an aged care position, have you looked after someone in your family? Have you looked after an auntie or an uncle, you know, or your grandmother or your mother at home? That equates to experience. So it's getting them to realise that your real-world experience sometimes is worth more and that you can be competitive against quite a high level or an intimidating position description when the role is something that you can do.
Job descriptions are usually very intimidating for people when even very highly qualified people. I'm thinking about, you know, government jobs where you have to fill in those selection criteria. Sometimes you need a professional to help you fill out those selection criteria, whereas you've been working maybe in a field where you're completely competent and able to carry out the work, but the description in a very theoretical way is extremely intimidating a lot of the times. Yeah.
So it's about how we're trying to be that translator. So we're kind of articulating exactly what the position is and what the selection criteria is requiring and how do we assist them using their own thought processes, you know, so not giving them the tools or resources, but helping them draw it out of their mind so we can help them put the pieces of the puzzle together.
And this is mainly in the health sector.
So the AES is across many different things, as is a Wabakal. So they're not just limited to health-related positions. It's about us finding out exactly what roles they do, learning the language of each position, learning terminology and what the roles really require on that capabilities level. And for the AES, I mean, we're trying to build a lot of partnerships with many industries because the more industries we can touch, the more opportunities that we can give our people. So this one here is focusing on that one organisation. But for us, it's quite a key partnership in this community, especially because it's a leading Aboriginal organisation that's been around for a long time. Now jumping on board with the AES has been around for about 17 years in this space. 15 years, so it's how do we really work together to say, look, let's start the process of that collaboration and partnership and show community, show other organisations that by working together we can achieve stronger, more broad outcomes.
What's different between this partnership and other initiatives that have been around?
Every initiative and every partnership is always different. We see a lot of collaboration on certain events, on certain projects, on different funding arrangements to run a certain program for whatever it may be, but this one is about really putting a label on it, really putting that co-branding space and it's kind of reading between the lines on it. So it's that the fact that we've launched a partnership and we've said we've signed off on a document, so now it's how do we evidence what that document does to our community and to our people.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the key measurable success for us. You know, we always get asked about how do we measure the success of the partnership. You know, is it data? If we're looking at data, obviously around the number of placements, the, you know, reducing turnover, the more internal promotions, and we'll track the data on those, but it's the stories behind the numbers that we're really interested in. You know, are we able to give someone a position or help someone apply for a position which they are successful in that may then break a cycle of fourth generation unemployment? You know, what's that going to do for their families and the next generations coming under them? So really figuring out how we're changing our people's lives and how we're influencing stronger tomorrows for them, that's the really key part of success for us.
Is there a time frame? Now you've started this partnership this year.
Yep.
Is it a 5, 6, 10, 20-year program? How long is the partnership going to last?
So we've included no date.
Yeah.
And strategically, that's about us working together for as long as we can ride the wave.
Yeah.
You know, eventually, there might, as I was saying before, the industry evolves quite quick. Every industry evolves and is changing really quick, especially with this word innovation being thrown around a lot. People are starting to think about, we've done something for a long way this way, can I make it better? Can I make it easier? Can I make it simpler? So we're saying, let's look at this, let's work together for as long as we can, let's really build some strong outcomes, strong capabilities, let's learn as much as we can from each other during this time. There might come a time where we say, look, you can do this on your own, you know, and we can do this on our own now we know what we know. But in this space, everyone always needs people to work for a company. So AES will, you know, always be a solution there for that recruitment people stuff. As for the other stuff around the workforce development and all those things, that one day won't be required.
On a practical level, again, if I am a First Nations person and I'm desperate to find a job, let's say in the multinational, because most health organizations are now have no borders. They're worldwide big organizations. And I really desperately need to work in that organization that just set up shop around the corner.
Yeah.
How do I go about this? I come to you first or I go to Awabakal first?
You can come to either of us. So we're both two community organisations, but even across the country, the AES has got offices from Darwin to Brisbane. So we've got many, many teams and many people that are committed to helping our people grow. So any Aboriginal person or Torres Strait Islander person out there that just needs someone to talk to about how do I get into a certain career, say I'm stuck in a rut and I can't find the right job for me or I can't find a job, I've been for 10 interviews and I keep getting knocked back, come in and talk to our people. So phone them, come in to the office for a cuppa. We're all about that personal and human relationship to make sure we're understanding exactly what you need. And for Newcastle, under this partnership, either organisation, come to us for the employment stuff, come to them to learn about their programs, but we're both more than happy to assist from both our ends. So it's a really strong point for us to say that collaboration in this space is key. We're trying to achieve some really strong outcomes together to really start to impact on broader issues or broader things that are impacting on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in our community. Likewise, for the business operational side of Wabikal, the leading organisation in healthcare and wellbeing. So if you need any advice from them, go contact Wabikal. So anyone who's looking for for a job or wants some direction on how to obtain work. And likewise for business. If you're sitting there thinking that you might want to diversify your workforce or do a similar project, might want to look at putting on some Indigenous trainees or just have some Indigenous faces working for you, contact the AES and we can talk you through our workforce development space as well.